Kenny, disappointed, of course, in the outcome of the game, but quite happy, obviously, with the performance of the players.
Definitely. I thought the performance was very good. To dominate a game like that against a team that, you know, they've won practically every game this season. And they came here and, you know, they were charmed at times. And they had three or four breakaways in the game where Jared pulled us out. But you're going to get that when you're dominant and, you know, you leave space at the back. But our boys were brilliant tonight. Honestly, they played so much good football with plenty of emphasis on attack and adventure. And I was really pleased with them. And they fought to the very end and trying to get something. It didn't happen for us. But we're not complaining. We look to Friday night now to stay in the European race.
You're all about the future, and you spoke earlier about the building blocks being in position. You named Josh Daniels a while ago, young Nathan, guys like that. They're all very comfortable on the ball.
Yes, definitely. Conor McDermott. They're all great young players coming through, getting an opportunity. And I can see them blossoming all the time. The experience that they'll have got from tonight will stand by them. Absolutely. To play in a team that's favourites to go through practically in a semi-finals in front of their home crowd, you know, the tension that brings for them and the challenge and the little bits of pressure, that will stand by them, really will.
You've been in football a long time. You've managed at quite a high level. After half an hour, maybe, are you thinking this is not our night?
Yeah, I thought you always get that feeling when you're dominating it, you know, 24 attempts at goal, 74% possession to 26. All of those stats are out there, but you have to put the ball in the back of the net, and it didn't happen for us. Their keeper had a really good night, and they were quite charmed at times, but they got their breaks, and we didn't. You know, the goal was a push, and Dean Jarvis at the back post, and people were shocked that the ref gave the goal. But that's it. That's what happens in football sometimes, especially in the cup. If it's against you, it's against you, and we'll just drive on now to try and get into the European position. That's the future of this season. It's what's ahead of us. We've got St. Pat's here on Friday night, and if we play like that, we've a really good chance of winning the game.